Presidential contenders from both parties were trying to shore up their foreign policy credentials in the wake of the Buttigieg assassination. For former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, the important thing is a president's ability to lead the country through crisis.
What we want in a leader is a person who can actually guide America in a very challenging time.
Romney is seeking the Republican Party's presidential nomination, and he appeared on NBC's Today program. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani said the Buttigieg killing was a reminder of the threat that terrorism still poses worldwide.
We can't wish away. We have to face it, and we have to face it by being on offense and being alert and being able to deal with it in many different places.
Giuliani has made the war on terror a central focus of his campaign, as has Senator John McCain of Arizona. McCain told The Early Show on CBS that despite the current political turmoil, Pakistan remains a key U.S. ally in the war on terror.
Without their assistance in Afghanistan, Pakistan could be a haven for the Taliban as well as radical Islamic extremists having greater and greater influence in Pakistan itself. This is America's national security interests are heavily engaged here.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee told MSNBC television that as president, he would urge Pakistan to give the United States a freer hand in pursuing terrorists.
Well, one of the things we do is we put more pressure on the Musharraf government to either take action against those terrorist bases or give us the kind of carte blanche that we need to take action on the targets that we've discovered.
Huckabee is leading the Republican field in Iowa, which kicks off the 2008 presidential election season with its presidential caucuses for both parties on January 3rd. The Buttigieg assassination also generated a lot of comment from the Democratic presidential hopefuls, including Senator Joe Biden of Delaware. Biden spoke on CBS television.
I would make sure we let the Pakistani people, the vast majority who are moderate, know that we're going to have a long-term Pakistani policy with significant economic assistance to them to give that moderate majority an opportunity.
Biden is hoping voters will appreciate his years of experience on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Former Senator John Edwards of North Carolina is one of three Democrats near the top of the polls in Iowa. Edwards emphasized presidential leadership in the wake of the Buttigieg assassination.
It's very important under these circumstances, these kind of times, for America to show both strength and principle.
Edwards is challenging the long-presumed Democratic frontrunner, Senator Hillary Clinton of New York, who's been emphasizing her experience.
I have known Benazir Bhutto for a dozen years, and I knew her as a leader.
For weeks now, Clinton has argued that her experience as First Lady and Senator give her an advantage over her chief rival, Senator Barack Obama of Illinois. Obama counters that what the country needs is not another candidate with Washington experience, but someone who offers the country a change in direction and priorities.
That the real gamble in this election is playing the same Washington game with the same Washington players and expecting a different result.
Many experts expect that the Buttigieg assassination will cause some voters to refocus on the issues of terrorism, national security, and foreign policy in general. Public opinion polls suggest voters have been most concerned with the war in Iraq, economic concerns such as the rising cost of health care, and tightening U.S. borders to reduce illegal immigration. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.